Michael Morris, hoof van media by die Suid-Afrikaanse Instituut vir Rasseverhoudinge, sê alhoewel daar geen sekerheid oor die syfers is nie, blyk dit dat meer as 70% van die ANC-takke reeds nominasies vir die verkiesingskonferensie in Desember ingegee het.
The position is extremely interesting, but tempered by the fact that that a lot of the data cannot be authenticated. So we are operating somewhat in the dark, but with sort of clear indications of where things are standing. Some 74% of branches have made nominations, and that a clear lead has developed for Mr. Ramaphosa. This obviously increases the political temperature in the ANC, which could have implications which we'll discuss in due course. That's essentially where things stand, and all eyes are on the outcome.
Die ANC het Woensdag gesê takke sal nog tot Vrydag 25 November hê om nominasies vir die konferensie in te dien. Morris sê lede van die ANC is positief die konferensie sal wel voortgaan soos beplan.
It things appear to be a little bit behind schedule. I noticed that seasoned political writer Kevin Dupuisie reported that the branch members and delegates are optimistic that the conference will go ahead. Of course, one of the big questions is whether between now and the second week of December there will be any attempts made to disrupt, collapse or delay the conference. It is interesting that the branch members and delegates are suggesting that they're optimistic that it will go ahead and there will be a vote.
Hy sê dis egter moeilik om in hierdie stadium te sê of die stemgeregtigde afgevaardigdes wel sal stem volgens die opdrag wat hulle ontvang het.
The basis on which we've been looking at the breakdown is an assumption that all four what we call original Premier League provinces, the Free State, North West, Mpumalanga and KwaZulu-Natal, would vote for the Zuma camp, that's Dr. Nkosazana Zuma. And that the other five provinces would vote for the Ramaphosa camp. It's of course difficult to so for sure that delegates for each province will follow the instructions they've been given, but essentially the outlook.
Volgens hom kan Zweli Mkhize, die tesourier-generaal van die ANC, nog 'n rol in die komende verkiesingskonferensie speel. Maar die data wat tans beskikbaar is, laat Mkhize nie as 'n gunsteling in hierdie stadium uitstaan nie.
It doesn't look likely, but depending on what might be happening behind the scenes, there's a lot of interest in the role that ANC Treasury General Zweli Mkhize might play. He's seen as a possible unifier, a candidate who could step in to heal rifts and preserve the party against the damaging effects of the grueling electoral contest. So he's certainly one to watch. But as things stand, if our figures are right, the data shows, for instance, that the candidate of Dr. Dlamini Zuma has received some 889 or 30% of the nominations to date, while the balance of 5% has gone to mainly Dr. Mkhize. So it looks really as though it's a two-horse race.
Dr. Frans Cronje, uitvoerende hoof van die instituut, waarskei altyd dat 'n mens nie vir president Jacob Zuma moet onderskat nie, en dat Zuma 'n uitstekende strateeg is. Morris sê dit sal beslis verwoestende gevolge vir die Zuma-kamp inhou indien hulle beheer oor die party, regering en die land sou verloor.
Right, I mean, Frans is absolutely correct. Only yesterday I was at a conference in which a leading political analyst, Justice Malala, pointed out that, you know, Zuma is often caricatured and turned into the butt of jokes, but he wins every time. And there's no question that he's a consummate strategist. It's impossible to say, you know, what's happening behind the scenes or the extent to which vote buying or rigging might play a part. But we can certainly say the consequences of losing control of the government and the ruling party would be devastating for many of those who are associated closely with Mr. Zuma. And there's always a possibility that in the nefarious activity could occur, it could be attempts to collapse the conference or to interfere with voters and so on. It's impossible to say, but I think the risk is there.
Morris sê mense moet hulle self ook nie net teen die komende verkiesingskonferensie in Desember vasstaar nie.
Another point that Frans Cronje often makes is that the conference is not a zero-sum bet, and that's absolutely correct. If Mr. Ramaphosa loses the race in December, South Africa could certainly be in trouble. It's already in trouble, but it's probably right to suggest that trouble may deepen. But what's more important in a way is the cabinet of 2019. And December is certainly not the only avenue open to Mr. Ramaphosa, as Francis pointed out. And if they lose in December, the conditions then might deliver an environment in which there are more ANC people outside of the ANC than within it, if there's a fracture or rupture in the ruling party. So this is the December conference certainly not the end of the road. Things could get much more interesting thereafter.
Ek het Morris gevra om te verduidelik waarom elkeen van die twee sterk kandidate in die ANC leierskapswedloop wel 'n goeie leier vir die party sou wees. Morris verduidelik wat die verkiesing van Cyril Ramaphosa vir die land sou beteken. Hy sê ook Ramaphosa sal nie 'n maklike tyd as die leier van die party hê nie.
Our view is that if he wins, it will give an immediate boost to the country and the morale of citizens. Investor perceptions are very likely to begin to shift. Bond yields and currency will improve considerably. But there will be great pressure on him to act immediately and begin to drive governance and economic reforms to make the most of that. So there's no question that should he win, his camp would face daunting challenges. And guiding that reform agenda to reinforce property rights, boost job creation, and remove regulatory obstacles to investment would be difficult. Now, if he could achieve them, there's a good chance that South Africa would draw more direct investment and drive economic growth upwards. But yes, it certainly will be a challenge for him.
Morris sê ook die beleide wat Dr. Dlamini Zuma voorstaan, maak haar ongelukkig nie 'n goeie keuse vir die leier van die land en die meeste van die mense nie. Maar sou sy wen, sal dit dramatiese implikasies vir die ANC en die land se politieke landskap inhou.
Yeah, we would certainly concur, I guess. We'd argue that so long as her emphasis was on radical economic transformation and racial nationalism, Dr. Dlamini Zuma would not necessarily be good for the country or the bulk of its people. And there'd be risk, of course, also that efforts to fight back at state capture and bring guilty parties to book would possibly be set back. But on the other hand, you know, were she to win, the political landscape could well change dramatically, either with a split in the ruling party or a breakaway clone ANC, as we have discussed it. And Adrians, I think, you need to be open to all these threats of the current leadership struggle. And once again, not see the December conference as the end of the story.
Morris herinner dat die uiteindelike uitkoms van die ANC leierskapskonferensie bepaal sal word in die keuses wat die sowat 5000 afgevaardiges by die stembus gaan maak.
It's quite difficult to be precise, again, because the numbers are anchor of the extreme caution is advising and determining who's supporting who. But I think there are two points that are worth making here. One is that the outcome will be determined by the choice that each delegate makes in secret at the ballot box. And that might be a matter of political wisdom, conscience, or self-interest, should there be any nefarious activity such as vote buying behind the scenes. But the other is in fact not to be discounted either. It's the idea that's borne out in polling that we've been doing in recent years, which shows that a considerable majority of South Africans hold, in fact, moderate, middle-of-the-road opinions and don't actually support the brand of economic, political populism and racial nationalism that's promoted by Dr. Lemieux's camp. And that possibly that moderate, middle-road might come through quite strongly in the voting in December.